The Home Show with Shannon Burke continues on News Radio 106.7.
Welcome back to the Remodeling Expo Center Home Show. I'm Shannon Burke in the studio. Chad Costello with Atlas Piers of Atlanta. And we've gone through some of the soil data, the geotechnical engineer and things of that nature. So I've called you. The engineer came out. He gave his report to you because I can't make heads or tails of it, right? I mean, I wouldn't know what to look for.
And he'll go through it with you. He'll sit down and go through the details so that you understand. But he will provide the report to you. At that point, use that report to start selecting contractors.
Okay.
And that's when we would love to have the opportunity to meet with you.
So you come out, you identify the issue. It's whatever kind of crack you find out where it is.
Yeah, we would typically ask you to forward us the report so we can look at it. We'll go through it in-house and kind of hash through it and figure out what we can from the report. We'd set up a site visit at that point. One of our guys would coordinate when it's a convenient time for you, when we can come out and meet. Typically, Monday through Friday, normal business hours. But if we have to come on a weekend, if that's all that works for you, we're willing to do that as well.
Okay, we've set the date, we're all signed up, we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. Now what? I have to clear all the furniture?
Oh, it's not terrible. Let's put together a hypothetical.
I gotta tell you how much my wife weighs, how much I weigh.
Which room she sleeps in.
Yeah.
No. Let's say that you've identified that you have an issue, say, on the exterior left side of the home, which is just gonna be a common, typical repair. We would go to contract. We would handle calling in the utilities. We would coordinate the repair with you. If there's any obstructions in the way, AC units or concrete or anything of that nature, we would go ahead and pair up with the correct professionals in that field to come out and remove those units temporarily and work around whatever we need to so that we can access the footing fairly quickly. When we come out, we come in full force with a full crew of guys that are making noise and, turn it into a full-on construction site. It is a fairly noisy and operation in that, we're breaking concrete. We're in there saw cutting, chipping back the footings. When we first arrive, we'll excavate the holes.
Jackhammer? You guys got a jackhammer?
We break out the jackhammers. Yeah, cool. We do. And, so it's fun. But we'll go in and we'll excavate a small hole, roughly 2 feet wide, say 3 feet out from the foundation. And that's just large enough so that a man can adequately get down into the hole and do the work that he needs to do to later mount a bracket assembly. But once the hole is excavated, we then prep the footing. Footing prep is so key in that.
Wait a second. Are you going straight down, or are you you go down and like El Chapo to the left under the house?
No, we go straight down, directly, vertically down, right adjacent to the foundation. Okay. So if you can imagine, the footing is going to stick out off of the home, maybe a foot or so. We chip that footing back flush with the wall so that when we mount our bracket assembly, the lip of our bracket slips up underneath the foundation of the home, and it eliminates the eccentricity provided if that footing was cantered out, a foot or so. So chipping that footing is probably the bulk of the heavy lifting of what we do, getting that thing prepped properly so that we can mount the bracket flush, wedge anchor it into the footing, and ultimately drive the pier.
So I'm trying to, in my head, this is not a direct down underneath the foundation issue. In my mind, I'm thinking, if I got a crack there, some guy's got a tunnel way over here and lift up that side.
Yeah.
That's not it at all.
No, we identify where the loads transfer down, which in my mind here in this hypothetical scenario we're talking about, it's going to be around the perimeter edge of the home.
Okay.
All the loads would transfer to the perimeter outside. So we're going to address the home mostly from the outside. On rare occasion, do we have to go into a home? If that occurs, it's usually when there's a load-bearing wall that's settling or an interior column or something of that nature. But most of the time, I'd say 85% of our work, we can address the home from the perimeter outside, and we don't even have to go in. Now, we do like access into the home at the end of the job once the piers are driven and everything's in place. When we come to lift the structure, we like to be inside so we can monitor that lift and make sure that everything's going back together properly.
This is a huge operation. I mean,
it's a pretty good-sized operation. Yeah, it is. And that's what actually convinced me to come to work with Atlas, is that I was so intrigued by the ability to lift a structure like this. I just couldn't believe that you could do that. And it was nothing that I had learned in college, nothing that had ever been taught to me. But when I saw it in action and I saw the structure lift and the voids were created under the building, it was just something that I had to be involved in. So it's very, very cool.
Do you run into situations where you can be inside a home during the lift and actually see the cracks closing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's it's very cool. You have a big crack that's opened up. You've underpinned the building. We're going around. We're going to set up all these rams. Each pier placement that's in the ground will have its own individual ram. Each ram has a hose that goes to a manifold that allows us to kind of fine-tune that lifting process. But as it's being
done... Much like an Impala.
Yeah, very
right?
much.
It's kind of a hydraulic thing. You
yeah,
adjust,
you pump it up a little more on
in,
the
right?
front wheel, a little less on the back. exactly, but it's an art. And but going inside the house and seeing that crack close, you can actually stick your hand, your finger into the crack, and you can slowly feel it pinching on your finger. And
wow.
that's how you know it's moving. It's very, very slow, very, very controlled. But yeah, you can see the crack close. And that's what's so rewarding. And that's why I love the residential market. We do both commercial and residential, but the residential is very rewarding in that you're almost like the knight in shining armor. You're the hero. You're the guy that's come in and you've saved the home.
You just lifted a house.
You have, and they're watching the cracks close, and they're just wanting to hug you and bring you cookies and sandwiches.
Yeah.
And you have saved the day. So it's a very rewarding and fulfilling job in that respect.
What happens after you've got the house exactly where you want it? These things you've. I don't know what you call them.
Piers.
Piers. They will stay in place.
Yeah, that's a generic term for it. It's a pier. But, yeah, the pier stays in place, and that's actually what you're purchasing from us is the installation of that pier unit. Think of it generically as you're putting that portion of your home on stilts. So let's say, you know, we talked about the culprit most often being the soil problem. So you're grabbing a hold of the edge of the footing. You're driving these piers into the ground vertically all the way down. You're penetrating beyond that questionable soil and all the way down into a competent load-bearing material. So you're essentially putting that section of the home on engineered steel stilts.
That's running down to the
all the way
firmest
to bedrock.
Firma there is. Bedrock.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
How far down do you typically go? Does it vary all the time?
It varies from job to job, but over almost 60,000 installations to date, we have determined that the average installation depth in the greater Atlanta area is 21.5 feet.
Wow.
So that's now
21.5. That's the average?
That's the average. Now, I will say there's jobs, there's pockets, and we've mapped all this out. We know what areas of Atlanta or piers will go deeper and which areas will go shallower. There's areas in town where they'll go 80 feet, 90 feet deep to hit rock.
Wow.
And I've seen there's a small pocket near Stone Mountain where you can see Stone Mountain and these almost in the backyard. The piers will go 70, 80 feet deep right there.
Wow.
It's very you wouldn't think it, but it is.
And these piers
the
are made out of what?
It is steel, galvanized steel.
Okay.
It's different products. There's solid steel shafts, there's tubular shafts, there's multiple different configurations of these products. And that all kind of goes back into what we talked about earlier about the soil profile being so proficient in determining which is the correct product. But having all these products at our disposal is huge in that we can select the correct product for each individual application.
Now, if someone has a problem with their foundation, it's not because their home was improperly built? Or
usually not, no.
That's rarely the cause.
It's rarely a structural deal. We consider structural everything from the foundation up, above ground, and then everything below from the foundation down is geotechnical. So, no, the homes are often built right.
Perfect.
But then the soils start to consolidate or whatever, and then you end up with structural issues as a result.
I know that a lot of people, I would imagine 95, maybe more percent of these jobs are never covered by a homeowner's insurance policy.
Very rare. Unfortunately, I've seen in my career only just a handful of times. Normally, it has to be incident onset is what the insurance people look for. They want to know, did a tree fall and cause this, or did a lightning happen? Or
did my son do this?
Yeah, something of the nature. But typically,
bounce the basketball in the house
just too
all
hard.
The time.
Yeah, the kid's crazy. But no, normally it's excluded. It's typical earth movement, and that's unfortunate because it can be a fairly expensive repair that you would think logically should be covered.
Well, that leads to my next point, is that it's an investment in your home that adds value to your home, gives you a peace of mind mm-hmm. about it. But it's also something I would suspect that you don't want to just find the cheapest guy in town.
Yeah.
To
no.
do it. Because it's like, I look at it like maybe like a tattoo, which I'm familiar with, is that you don't want to get a cheap one.
Right.
You know, you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a huge fluctuation in your industry? Okay.
There is, definitely. Yeah, unfortunately, there's guys out there that have thought that, you know, that we're getting rich or something and decide to get into the market. And there's companies out there that are just manufacturing their own products. And we'd like to say they're doing it in a garage somewhere. Having the correct product is key, and having a quality product is what we've based our reputation on. We work with only the best quality, highest quality products in the industry. Stringent quality controls in these products when they're manufactured. You can take a peer that we've installed, identify the serial numbers on it, and trace it all the way back to the mill that it was built in.
No kidding.
Yeah, no recycled products here. It's all brand new steel that comes directly from the mill, fabricated in Centralia, Missouri, or Independence, Missouri, a couple factories there, and the products, they do vary. Now, there is a market for the lower tier products, not a market that we're interested in chasing.
Right.
We go after and we look for the clientele, for the people that care about quality. We're not looking to chase down the builder's market where the builder's just wanting to put in the cheapest thing he can get in there to get
right.
it off his back. We're going after the guys that realize that this is their biggest investment, most likely the biggest of their life, and they want to preserve that. They want to restore its value, and they care about quality and the fact that it's done correctly.
No Chinese piers.
On
sale?
They're out there. There's Indian piers. We get emails, you know, monthly of guys, you know, wanting to sell us truckloads of piers made in India. But no, everything, we're 100% USA. Everything, all of our guys, you know, everything's manufactured here in the U.S. All of our guys, obviously, U.S., you know, guys here that,
right.
That love what they do.
I'd imagine if a pier were to fail, it would be pretty catastrophic.
Oh, it could be, yeah. If you had a peer failure, yeah, you at that point you've got a significant issue.
You're guaranteed for what?
We provide a 50-year guarantee.
50 years.
50 years, yep. Yeah. And the life expectancy of these products are truly much longer than that. We've done significant soil testing throughout the Atlanta area to determine that the life expectancy exceeds 100 years in these what we consider mildly or moderately corrosive soils. 50 years is where we felt like
it's
was a
bad.
Good place to draw the line. Felt like that would be enough to set somebody's mind at ease, and it seems to be working.
Plus, it is. It's like any other kind of transferable warranty when you buy a home. The seller's got, you know, the HVAC's under warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cha-ching.
The
roof's under warranty. Cha-ching. Oh, wait, the home's been leveled. All that's under warranty. It really is a peace of mind.
And it is truly an improved system. Having an engineered foundation system is going to be a superior system to, say, the neighbor's property or any other home that's built in the area. You're going to have foundations that go down, penetrate all the way down to rock, and you can say for certain that home is not going to move again, whereas you can't say that for any other that aren't.
Chad Costello, Atlas Piers of Atlanta. Good to see you again. You can call Atlas Piers at 770-740-0400. 770-740-0400. Or go to their website, atlaspiers.com. Chad, I appreciate it, man. Have a great day.
Hey, Shannon. Thank you so much for having us.
You got it. Stick around. It's the Remodeling Expo Center Home Show, and I'm Shannon Burke.